Hi everyone, welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Alex.
And it is the day after Halloween. Did you do anything on Halloween?
Well, I went to a party with a lot of my friends and we all wore fun costumes.
Who did you dress up as?
I dressed up as a pirate.
Oh, arr. So, did anything scary happen to you during Halloween?
You know, on Halloween, it's easy to think about scary things happening. And maybe if you're thinking about it and it's night, and it's dark outside, you start to think there's something out there.
Yeah.
But nothing really scary happened to me this year.
You tend to think too much by accident. Well, we have another kind of scary holiday right around the corner. It's called the Day of the Dead.
That's right.
So it sounds quite scary, but it's actually quite a nice holiday. So let's take a look.
Sure.
Reading.
Celebrating life on the Day of the Dead. On a chilly November evening, the city of Oaxaca, Mexico, is like a scene from another world. People with masks and painted faces dance and sing as thousands of candles light up the night sky. They are celebrating one of the country's most significant holidays, the Day of the Dead. The Day of the Dead has been celebrated in Mexico for over 2,500 years. Many foreigners don't understand the true meaning of the holiday, though. When they see its skull and skeleton decorations, they think it's about evil spirits. But this isn't so. The Day of the Dead is a celebration of life. It brings families closer by celebrating the lives of their ancestors. It's believed that every year on November 2nd, the dead wake up from their sleep to visit their loved ones. Although the tradition started in Mexico, it's now celebrated in many countries in Latin America. In 2008, it was selected as an important cultural holiday by UNESCO.
All right, so we're going to learn about a holiday called the Day of the Dead. Now, I know it sounds kind of like a scary holiday, but actually it's not. It's a really, really nice holiday that people in Mexico celebrate. So let's take a look at our article to learn a bit more about this. It says, on a chilly November evening, the city of Oaxaca, Mexico is like a scene from another world. Okay, right. Usually in other parts of the country, like North America, it gets quite chilly in the fall time. So
right.
In September, October, November, because right after that, it's going to be winter. So that's why we can say the weather is quite chilly. Chilly here is a vocabulary word and it means something feels cold. Okay, it's cold outside. Like we usually use chilly to describe the weather. Now, when you chill something, C-H-I-L-L, this verb means to make something cool, to take something and lower the temperature down. So we can change chill. For example, let's chill the drinks in the fridge. And then we could turn this word chill to an adjective to talk about how something might feel cold. So for example, if I use chilly in a sentence, I can say, it's chilly outside, so remember to wear a jacket. Now, chilly can also be used to describe people too as well. And it just means that this person is not very friendly. For example, I can say Ben is our classmate, but he always gives us a chilly response. So that means he always gives us a cold response. Maybe he doesn't really say anything. He doesn't say anything back to you.
Right. That's like how a lot of the words that we might use to talk about something cold, if we use them about a person, means they're not very friendly or they're not very nice.
All right, so right. We can continue reading the article.
We can. The next thing the article says is, people with masks and painted faces dance and sing as thousands of candles light up the night sky. So this is like something we see on the Day of the Dead in Mexico. And one of those words, mask, is a noun that means something you wear over your face to keep warm or make you look different. So a mask is something we might wear a lot at Halloween, so that we have another person's face over us or a scary face. An example of how we might use this word would be that children wore scary or funny masks for the school play. So a mask doesn't have to be something scary. It could be something silly, like a clown mask.
Mm-hmm. All right, so it says that there's a lot of candles that light up the sky. When you light up something, this phrase just means to make something bright. And next in the article, it says they are celebrating one of the country's most significant holidays, the Day of the Dead. Let's take a look at a word here, significant. It's an adjective and it means very important. Have you noticed that sometimes maybe boyfriends and girlfriends, they call each other significant others? It means that to them, the other person is very important to them. That's why you can use boyfriend or you can use significant other to talk about your partner. So it could be like your boyfriend or your girlfriend. So significant just means very, very important. For example, we can say fish is a significant part of their diet. That means fish is really important to them and they eat this a lot in their diet.
Right. The article then says, the Day of the Dead has been celebrated in Mexico for over 2,500 years. Let's talk a little about that grammar. We see here that the Day of the Dead has been celebrated for a long time. This is using present perfect tense and the ed ending form of celebrated, which is called the past participle. For most verbs, the past participle is the same as the past tense form, though some are different. The Day of the Dead has been celebrated for over 2,500 years. It was celebrated 2,500 years ago, and then the next year, and then the next, all the way through the years up to this year. We use this present perfect with the past participle to talk about things that are separate events, like celebrating holidays. I could say, turkey has been eaten for Thanksgiving dinner for hundreds of years. Notice how the past participle of eat, eaten, is different than its past tense form, ate.
Right, and if you guys have never seen anything Day of the Dead related, usually on that day people wear masks, as we learned, but the masks have like the skulls and skeletons on there, so it looks kind of scary for some people. Recently, I remember Disney came up with a new movie called Coco.
Right.
And Coco talks about this holiday as well. I mean, learn a little bit about the Mexican culture too. Alright, so let's continue reading the article. It says, many foreigners don't understand the true meaning of the holiday, though. That's right, because it's something that we're not very used to, something
right.
that we don't really see very often, so we don't really understand their culture. So a lot of people, I think, tend to think, oh, it's a scary holiday, but actually
right.
it's something completely different. So let's learn a little bit more.
Right. The article tells us more about this. It says, when they see its skull and skeleton decorations, they think it's about evil spirits, but this isn't so. That word decoration that we used there means something you put on something else to make it look nice. We often use this word around the holidays, because holidays often mean we put up special things with maybe certain colors that go with that holiday, or shapes that go with that holiday. An example might be, Christmas decorations are often red and green and have trees and snow. So Christmas decorations might be red and green with trees, and Day of the Dead decorations have skulls.
Mm. Even Halloween, we have like pumpkins, we have
right.
spiders,
black
and
cats.
Ghosts. Exactly. So they said that most people think that the Day of the Dead is like a holiday all about evil spirits. Now, let's learn a little bit more about the word spirit. A spirit is a noun, and it's something that people believe is a force, and it gives people energy or power. When we talk about spirits, we also mean ghosts, okay? We cannot really see spirits, so it's something you believe in yourself, and it's something that you kind of feel. So mostly when we talk about spirits, we're talking about, you know, basically we're talking about ghosts. For example, we can say some religions believe that the same spirit, Okay, a person's spirit, a person's soul is reincarnated many times in different bodies. And that just means that maybe, for example, my soul is maybe in this lifetime, I'm a human. But maybe in the next lifetime, I'm a cat or something. So this is what being reincarnated means. It means to be born many, many different times with the same soul, but just a different physical body. And I think a lot of Buddhists believe in this as well. They believe in reincarnation. They believe in spirits too.
Right. Now, we learn about the Day of the Dead. The Day of the Dead is a celebration of life. Let's take a look at that word, celebration. It's a noun, and it means a time to feel good about something or someone. A holiday is a celebration of something, like the New Year, or a famous person, or a day when something important happened. Your birthday is a celebration of you being born. Another example of how we might use the word celebration is talking about the 4th of July. The 4th of July is a celebration of when America became a country. That's why it's such an important holiday in America.
Right. So again, like we said, the Day of the Dead is not a day where all the evil spirits come out and roam the earth. It's slightly different than the ghost festival that we have in Asia. But again, it's not really a scary thing. Actually, the Day of the Dead is a celebration of people's lives, people that were alive as well. So it's a very happy holiday. It's a really nice holiday that people in Mexico or South America celebrate. We can learn a lot. What is your favorite holiday to celebrate, actually?
Oh, my favorite holiday. That's an interesting one. I think a lot of the time my favorite holiday is Thanksgiving. Which, when I lived in America, meant that we would go, my family would go and visit one pair of my grandparents and see my whole family, maybe my my dad's siblings and a lot of his cousins would come. And we would have a family Thanksgiving together. And that's a really cool holiday.
Yeah, because you get to eat a lot of food. There's turkey and everything. It's really fun as well. I think in Taiwan, most people look forward to the Chinese New Year celebration. Right. Because it's also kind of the same thing. Chinese New Year, we get together with our family and friends. Well, mostly family first.
Right.
Because sometimes your family members might not live in the same city as you. So I think it's kind of similar. People in Asia and Taiwan, they look forward to Chinese New Year celebration. So, yeah, there's a lot of different things for you to celebrate. Birthdays can be a great celebration as well. All right, so let's continue reading the article. It says, "It," meaning this festival, "brings families closer by celebrating the lives of their ancestors." So, when we talk about someone's ancestor, we're talking about their family member. Now, this ancestor or this person probably lived a long, long time ago, and this person or these group of people are the people who basically started your family. So, do you know who your ancestors are? Do you know your ancestry?
So, on my mother's side, we really only know back about 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
On my father's side, though, we know a little longer, because we know when my grandfather's grandfather, something like that, came to America before it was a country.
Wow.
Yes.
Which country did your grandfather's grandfather come
from? Etc. They came over from Wales.
Okay, so you kind of have English or Welsh ancestry?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
So
okay.
My last name comes from Wales.
Oh, cool.
Most of me isn't Welsh anymore.
Yeah, so for example, the same thing with Chinese people too. We have, for example, you know, last names like Liu, Wang, and basically that tells you who were the first people who started your family. So it's really interesting to learn about your ancestry, your family history, and then we call those people your ancestors.
Hmm.
All right, let's continue reading, it says.
Right. The article then tells us sort of where the Day of the Dead comes from. It says, "It's believed that every year on November 2nd, the dead wake up from their sleep to visit their loved ones."
Okay.
So this is kind of why this is a celebration of the dead and not a day to be afraid of the dead. Mm-hmm. You're not going to have scary ghosts come back to you. You're going to have the spirits, the ghosts of people who were your ancestors, mm-hmm. or people who you knew before they died, and they will come back to visit you.
Mm, like your family member, maybe if you were really close to your grandfather or mm-hmm. grandmother and they passed away, this is actually a really exciting time for some people because then they will get the chance to kind of, you know, maybe speak or say hello to their grandparents, grandmother, grandfather. So it's not a scary time. Again, it's a very, very happy time because people get to visit their loved ones. They get to see their loved ones that, you know, have passed away. Right. Let's continue reading. Next in the article, it says, although the tradition started in Mexico, it's now celebrated in many countries in Latin America. So they're saying that this was something that a lot of people in Mexico celebrated. This was a very Mexican tradition. It was a part of their culture. But because Mexico is quite close to South America, it's just, you know, once you go over that tip, you're in right. South America. So now this tradition has spread over to many other countries in Latin America. So we can see here that around that area, people also celebrate this too. So if you do get the chance to visit that area, you can try visiting during November the 2nd because you get to see how different countries can celebrate the Day of the Dead. And I think that'll be really interesting to see as well.
Right. And it's not just in Latin American countries, mm-hmm. because in the United States, because there are many people who live in the United right. States now whose families come from Mexico and other Latin American countries. In a lot of big cities in America and in the United States, there will be Day of the Dead celebrations because there will be groups of people, families of people who live there who are from Mexico and other Latin American countries, and they want to keep that holiday. They still want to celebrate that holiday. Mm-hmm. So even in big cities in America, like New York or LA, you might see a Day of the Dead celebration. The article even tells us something more about the Day of the Dead, and it says, in 2008, it was selected as an important cultural holiday by UNESCO, which is a part of the UN that deals with culture and holidays and important things in countries that help us see where we came from. And that word select is a verb, and it means to choose or decide. And the article means that the Day of the Dead was chosen to be one of the important cultural holidays that UNESCO lists. So UNESCO keeps a list of what it thinks are very, very important cultural holidays that are worth protecting and are worth keeping around.
Mm. Even things related to culture too, right?
Right. Another example of how we might use the word selected is Greg went shopping for a new jacket and selected a red one. Mm. So he might go, there are a lot of jackets at the store, and he has to look and he picks, oh, I want that one, and it's the red one.
So actually, this is a really special holiday too, because I don't think it's it's not often that we see that a holiday is chosen to be a part of the UNESCO list. So
right.
It's really, if you do get the chance, it's really interesting to see. Again, like Alex mentioned, it's not just in Latin America. Even places with a lot of Latin American, you know, people, you will also see this holiday as well. All right, so let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back with our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
All right, so our For You Chat question for today is...
Our For You Chat question for today is, what is your favorite holiday? Now, I already talked a little bit earlier about what my favorite holiday is, and I said it was Thanksgiving. So what's your favorite holiday?
I do like Christmas because you get a lot of presents and then you can also buy presents for other people. And again, it's also a really nice time for you to, you know, take a quick break in the winter. You could spend it with your family, you could spend it with your friends. So I do like Christmas a lot. I guess I also like Chinese New Year too, because you also get a really nice long break and you can, you know, spend more time with your family and friends, and then you can play some like gambling games too, and that's actually kind of fun, I think, in Asia. So my favorite holiday is Christmas and Chinese New Year sometimes, and I guess that's about it. And Alex's is Thanksgiving, so right. You guys can think about it. What is your favorite holiday? It does not have to be an Asian holiday, too. It can be something right. that other people in other cultures or countries celebrate. And you can think about that. Why do you like it? All right, so that's all the time that we have for today. But don't forget to stick to day two, where we tell you a little bit more about the Day of the Dead. We'll see you guys next time. Bye.
Bye for now.
Celebrating life on the Day of the Dead. On a chilly November evening, the city of Oaxaca, Mexico, is like a scene from another world. People with masks and painted faces dance and sing as thousands of candles light up the night sky. They are celebrating one of the country's most significant holidays, the Day of the Dead. The Day of the Dead has been celebrated in Mexico for over 2,500 years. Many foreigners don't understand the true meaning of the holiday, though. When they see its skull and skeleton decorations, they think it's about evil spirits. But this isn't so. The Day of the Dead is a celebration of life. It brings families closer by celebrating the lives of their ancestors. It's believed that every year, on November 2nd, the dead wake up from their sleep to visit their loved ones. Although the tradition started in Mexico, it's now celebrated in many countries in Latin America. In 2008, it was selected as an important cultural holiday by UNESCO.
Vocabulary Review.
Chilly. I suggest you wear your warmest jacket because it is really chilly outside. Mask. The students in the classroom wore scary Halloween masks and shocked Mr. White. Significant. Having my parents attend my concert was one of the most significant moments of my life. Spirit. Mrs. Wu goes to the temple every month and prays to the spirits of her family members. Celebration. The party was a celebration for Tiffany's 20th birthday. Select. The judges selected Audrey as the Miss America winner this year.